Our next speaker is a leading trade unionist in this city. She's on the executive committee of Sheffield Trade Union Council, but she's also been a leading light in the fantastic work to create Sheffield Unite Against Racism. It's Maxine Bowler. Big hand for Maxine, please.
I like to start with a chant because I think we have to have participation.
Say it loud, say it clear, Donald Trump's not welcome here.
Stop the hate, stop the fear, refugees are welcome here.
Stop the hate, stop the fear, refugees are welcome here.
And what about, I say hey,
hey.
I say ho.
Ho,
the Muslim ban has got to go. I say hey,
hey.
I say ho.
Ho,
the Muslim ban has got to go.
Say hey, say ho, the Muslim ban has got to go. Say hey.
And maybe we should say hey and ho to the Seattle judge who lifted the ban this morning. Trump will come back again, but it's good because there's real resistance going on to Donald Trump at the moment, all across this country and across the world. And I think today's demonstration reflects a wave of anger that we all feel at this racist, this misogynist, this bully. And we are saying loud and clear, you've got to go. Don't Trump, fight the bigotry. Who's a leader of the Black Civil Rights Movement in America, he said the election is over and the resistance begins. And that's what I think we're seeing across the country. And I think for all Muslims, for all Black people, for Latino people, for women, for LGBT plus people and for disabled people, Trump's presidency is terrifying. And we all need to stand in absolute unity together against this. And that's why 3.5 million people marched across the globe. That's why the Women's March dwarfed Trump's inauguration. And of course he drives him mad, doesn't it? What does he say? He says that there's facts and alternative facts. Well, I'll tell you, alternative facts are lies. They're lies.
In it.
Disappointed that we haven't quite got the 3,000 we had on Monday, but I think that's to do with the fact that the ban has been lifted. But tell you, that last Monday night, about 10,000 people turned up in Manchester, 30,000 in London. These are enormous protests. And every time Trump makes a proclamation, you feel like you have to pinch yourself. Is this real? Is this some complete and utter madness taking back place? And I don't know if people saw Donald Trump talking about how fantastic he is in terms of the American apprentice. Well, I think we should give Trump a message. You're fired, Donald Trump. And I think that his attack on immigrants is so bloody hypocritical. You know, if you're in America, if you're not a descendant of the American Indians, then you are the children of immigrants. That country, America, actually just like this country, has been built on waves of immigration. And we should celebrate that because that's what makes this country great. And I've got another little message, really, for the company in Sheffield that is talking about building the wall on Mexico. I say to you, you better beware if you think that's acceptable, because we will rip down any wall of hate that is built. And what does a ban on 1.6 billion Muslims say? I'll tell you what it says. It says that one swoop, that we think you're a problem, that we think that you're a terrorist, and that's why we have to oppose them every inch of the way. It's just like the idea of having a Muslim register, which is what Trump is talking about, is exactly what they did to the Jews in the 1930s when they forced them to wear a yellow star. So that's why we have to oppose it. And I think Shazana said it, it's such hypocrisy. The countries that they are attacking are precisely the countries that they destabilized with their wars, with their invasions. And therefore we have to say loud and clear, we will not accept your lies, we will not accept your wolves, we will not accept your scapegoating, and we will not accept your Muslim ban. And we are not prepared to see the victims turned into the enemy, because that's what they are trying to do. Yeah. And we see what that means, haven't we? We saw the attack in Quebec on the mosque there, the burning down of the mosque in Quebec. We saw it in Texas where a mosque was attacked. The truth is that Trump, he might not quite be a fascist, but he's emboldening them. He's making them feel more confident to attack people. And he is driving forward the politics of hate. Well, I'll tell you, here today, we have the politics of hope, because you are the politics of hope, that we can stand together and fight back. So a round of applause for you, really. Woo! And finally, really, Theresa May. Politicians across the world are having a go at Donald Trump, but what does our government do? Theresa May, she goes and holds hands with him. Well, Theresa May, you need to hang your head in shame, and we have to get rid of Trump, and we need to stop Theresa the appeaser. Woo! And if it comes to this country, on the 20th there will be a debate in Parliament because of that enormous petition that was launched within 24 hours. And if it comes, on the 20th we will protest to support people in Parliament to say no, he shouldn't come. But if he comes, we will have the biggest demonstration this country has seen. And just one final thing, really. It's a dangerous place, really. It's like the 1930s, where people are scapegoated. People are blamed for lack of resources. Our health service, for example. Have you seen the latest? It's all about NHS tourism, the Tories tried to say. Well, I'll say it's not. Refugees built our health service. They should be welcomed. And it's nothing to do with NHS tourism. It's about Tory cuts in our National Health Service. Put the blame where it lies. The blame belongs with the rich. People like Donald Trump. Woo! And whether you're a Muslim, a Jew, a Christian, or a Hindu, or of no religion, whether you're black or white, whether you're gay or straight, we all need to stand together with one voice to say we reject your politics of hate. And Shazana said about Mozambique, Stand Up to Racism have Mozambique speaking on Tuesday. Donald Trump says that torture and waterboarding is acceptable. Well, Mozambique will tell you a thing or two about what that's like, because he was incarcerated for years in Abu Ghraib and in Guantanamo Bay. And I'd ask you to get involved, because the campaign needs to be as broad as possible. Thank you very much, everybody. Round of applause for you.
You're absolutely right, Maxine. Back in the 1930s, the people of Europe sleptwalked into the most horrific regime we've seen in modern civilized society under the Nazis. We're not saying we're there yet, but it's definitely going in that direction, and that's why we have to stand up and stop this trend towards ultra-right-wing, fascist and racist policies, which are just around the corner if we don't stand up against Donald Trump. and the appeaser, Theresa May.